A genuinely heavy Saturday. The thread that runs through most of today's stories, Iran, Ukraine, corporate profits, AI labor stratification, Hegseth's Pentagon purge, is a question about who holds power, how it gets exercised, and whether the institutions we have are adequate to constrain it. That's not a partisan framing. It's a structural observation about a moment where multiple power concentrations are being contested simultaneously.
Looking at the week ahead, Iceland's referendum results will come through today or tonight, and depending on how close the margin is, there may be legal challenges or a runoff. Watch for that. The Iran situation has no scheduled diplomatic events, which usually means watch for unscheduled ones. Back-channel contacts tend to emerge in quiet periods between public escalations. The yen at 160 will keep markets nervous. If it pushes toward 165, expect the Bank of Japan to make public statements about intervention capacity, whether or not they act.
The cursor open AI situation will likely develop further as developers and companies who depend on API access evaluate their exposure. The larger question of whether model providers can cut off competitors' tools is going to become a regulatory debate in Washington and Brussels, probably sooner rather than later.
We should also acknowledge our time capsule moment briefly. Back in May, this show said something about Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Our listeners are owed honesty on that one. The Caspian is landlocked, nowhere near Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks occurred. We don't know how that made it into the script, but it did, and it was wrong. Calling our own errors on air is how we think a news analysis show should operate.
We mean that. Credibility is the only thing that makes analysis worth listening to, and credibility requires owning mistakes.
A word before we close about how this podcast gets made, because I think it's relevant to the AI labor story we covered today. This show is possible because of two tools. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles real-time topic discovery and research. What used to require a full production team, researchers, writers, producers, editors, we can now do with those tools and a genuine commitment to analysis. That's not a pitch, it's a reflection on what the current moment actually makes possible for independent creators. We're grateful for it.
Every segment of today's episode is designed to stand on its own. If the Iran analysis or the AI jobs discussion is what someone in your life needs to hear, share just that segment. They don't need the full episode for it to make sense.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
I'm Sarah Chen, and we'll see you tomorrow.